The Dolly Parton Imagination Library, DPIL, needs additional partners to support this year's program financially, but Holy Trinity Catholic School Division won't be one because it's prohibited from using taxpayers' money for such causes. Christine Boychuk, coordinator of the Moose Jaw Literacy Network, recently sent a letter on behalf of the DPIL committee to both Moose Jaw School Divisions, asking them to consider sponsoring the program, now in its third year in Moose Jaw. The Dolly Parton Imagination Library registers children born in the current year and sends a free high-quality book, selected by early years childhood literacy experts, to their homes every month until they reach their fifth birthday, for a total of 60 books. Fundraising and organizing efforts have been supported by the Moose Jaw Early Years Family Resource Center, EYFRC, which is hosting the program, and by the Moose Jaw and District Chamber of Commerce. Donors supporting the program include the Moose Jaw Optimist Club, Rotary Club of Waccamo, the Family Resource Center, Kids First, the Library, the Events Center, and many generous private donations. Parton set up the Imagination Library in 1995 to honor her father, an intelligent and hardworking man who was nevertheless illiterate. The library's goal is to instill a permanent love of reading, learning, and education in children. The program has mailed more than 2 million books around the world during the past 29 years, with participating countries including Canada, the United States, the Republic of Ireland, and Australia. "We believe that having books in homes is an important aspect of school readiness," Boychuk wrote. "We would ask that you consider making a contribution to this important initiative." Holy Trinity's Board of Education discussed the request during its recent meeting. Boychuk, who is also a trustee, left the room during the discussion because of the conflict of interest. "One thing we can't do with taxpayers' funds is we can't donate money from, say, the government, to any cause or foundation. But we can provide things in kind, like time," said Ward Struby, director of education, noting the organization has been consistent in declining every request it receives. "While the division can't give money to this cause, individual trustees can donate if they choose," he continued. "The division can also share this request with others by providing an online donation link or hosting that link on its website." Sarah Phipps, superintendent of learning, said the committee picks the books and wouldn't be interested in accepting those types of donations. "Furthermore, it can't enroll new children into the program because it doesn't have the funds to provide them with books," while she didn't know how much money the committee wanted with its request. Meanwhile, Phipps and another superintendent receive weekly requests from schools asking if they can share fundraising requests or registration information that they've received from community groups. In response, the division office has told principals that if they've already collected missions-related money or have set aside something for opportunities like reading, they can donate, she said. However, senior leadership works not to send every received request to schools. "I don't know if there's really a role for the board. For myself personally, I'd like to look at this a little bit more," said Trustee Derek Hassan. "I'm always reluctant to put anything on our website because we don't have a set criteria of what that is. So how do we pick one versus the other? I think I would prefer an established process before we lean in that direction," he added. The next Holy Trinity board meeting is Monday, April 8.